live. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-453. That is the SACL. Oops, not the SACL. The Pro XPN toll-free line. We still love SACL CAI. Pro XPN. We'll tell you more about them coming up here in a little bit. In the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us on Skype. You all right there, buddy?
Sorry.
All right. You can join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to the show in that way. You can, of course, get on the phones as well at 855-453. Now, last night, I mentioned there was a story about the Colorado marijuana shops. They are having trouble keeping up with demand. We can talk more about the latest out of Colorado. But actually, the both of you guys were talking about a similar story, and I actually had it in my show prep as well. I just had a different version of it, about a schizophrenic young man who's been shot to death by the police, apparently after he was in custody.
According to the story, this is the difficulty when you're getting stuff like this. It's very difficult to know exactly what was going on. But apparently, he was restrained and tased, and then a police officer went and shot him.
Yikes. So tell me the story.
So in one version, there's two versions of events. One of them is from WECT. That's a television channel, yeah.
Okay.
Where a, quote, fat cop runs in and says, "We don't have time for this. Tase him." And they tase him. And then in another sequence of events, he's already been tased, and they're on his back, and he says, "We don't have time for this."
And then blasts him with a gun.
Yes.
Apparently, according to the timeline here, what appears to be the detective on the scene who arrives within 70 seconds from arrival, from him radioing when he's arrived, he's radioed in that he shot the kid.
Uh-huh.
So 7-0 seconds. And that's a pretty quick timeline for coming in, assessing a situation. Yeah. So let me read the story here from Boing Boing. I think they give probably sort of try to paint the picture the best. It's
all right.
less fact-oriented, more sort of picture-oriented here. It says, "The central fact concerning the death of Keith Vidal, 18, does not seem to be in dispute. After the schizophrenic youngster was tased and restrained by two officers, a third stepped up and said, 'We don't have time for this,' and fired into the scrum." Scrum's like a little, you know, battle.
Okay.
Like a rugby scrum.
Yeah. Okay. And then tried to do so again before being restrained by the kid's father. So, by the way, the kid's father committed a felony pulling,
assault on a police officer, right?
Yeah, he prevented the cop from shooting again.
Mm-hmm.
Going on here, he's killed by the gunshot, Vidal was. The family were not invited to a press conference held today by the Brunswick County District Attorney John David, but turned up anyway. David said that the three officers involved in the incident were subject of an investigation and that he could not release their names. Mark Wilsey, identified as Vidal's father, told reports that his family had called the police to help get his son to a mental evaluation during a schizophrenic incident in which Vidal had picked up a small screwdriver. This is like described as an electronics screwdriver.
Okay, so I've got a bunch of those.
He's keeping people off with the equivalent of a small.
Yeah, there's usually like maybe a 3 to 4 inch long kind of
shank
or whatever.
Shank, that's what they call that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just as an aside here, we frequently will recommend that having a video camera for any interaction with government bureaucrats is very important, and certainly it's all the more important with armed government bureaucrats, because you never know what these people are going to do, and also we frequently advocate asking questions of the police. We talked about this a little bit last night about how, you know, if you are asking questions, to some extent you're in control of the conversation, but also it's a way to get information out of them. That's why they ask you questions. So here this district attorney's refusing to release the officers' names. But if the moment the police arrived on the scene, the parents had a video camera that they had pulled out and had asked these officers you know, what are your names? Or at some point had asked them that, they may have been able to acquire those names, or at the very least eyeballed their name tags and then given the names verbally on the camera. And we might have some idea of who we're dealing with. The media would be able to dig into, you know, past complaints about those officers or whatever. At this point, the police department's running cover for their boys.
Well, they believe that the shooter is this detective and that he has had no other suspensions previously.
Okay.
So that's interesting. I think that, you know, what I think about in myself is sort of a systemic solution to this is, what was the name of the police department that that put the cameras on their police officers and saw a reduction?
There were a few departments.
There's been a few. One particular police department out in California, and it's not coming to me, coming to my head at this moment, put the cameras on the officers, saw a reduction of about two-thirds officers' uses of force,
mm-hmm.
and a reduction of, I believe, 88% the complaints of police brutality. Now imagine if you could reduce in an organization by 88% the highest level of customer complaint.
That's huge.
That would be huge. And only an organization that feels no compunction to serve you whatso-freaking-ever would consider not implementing that kind of service, customer service. Only that kind of organization. And that's the kind of organization, sadly, we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And you said it exactly right, Ian. I don't know whether this officer was completely justified in his shot or not. I can tell you his chief of police says he is.
Mm-hmm,
because what we see over and over again is that the police run cover for each other.
Right. Who's that district attorney work for? The police department, probably.
Oftentimes, they're very closely related.
Yeah.
So
around here, that's who it is. The police have their own prosecutor, and that's what they do.
Right. In some stories, it says a screwdriver. It doesn't mention it's a little electronic screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
In some stories, they say restrained. And what does that mean? Does it mean that the officers have him? Does it mean that he's in cuffs? What does restrained mean?
Good question.
So, I don't know.
You'll have to read the police report.
I feel very bad for these families that call the police to help them with a mentally ill family member. And, you know, I don't think the cops are really trained for this, but if they had cameras, they wouldn't have done this, I'll bet you.
Well, now, from the story I was looking at, were there not two cops on the scene
yes.
before the third cop arrived?
Correct.
So the first two cops managed to deal with this dangerous young man.
The 90-pound one, yeah.
Without actually killing him in any way. And it's the third cop that came on the scene and apparently was in a rush and just decided to ice the kid.
One or both of those original officers had been there for almost 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yep. It's Rialto, California, an 88% reduction in complaints, and the uses of force were about 60% less often. So,
all right. So tell me more about this story.
Yep, going on. So two officers were able to calm Vidal, reported the Star News Online. A third arrived, entered the family's home, and the teen was tased and restrained. On that officer's instructions. Now that's what gives me the impression it was a detective, right?
Mm.
Because the officer walks in and says, "Tase him, restrain him, bam!" You know, does all this. Sounds like he's in charge, right? Does all that in 70 seconds.
Yeah.
So, and then shot him in the chest.
Wow.
Anthony Owens, a family friend, wrote a CNN iReport here that Vidal was in a more rational state by the time the third officer arrived and told the officers to stop negotiating. At this time, he said Vidal tried to flee into a bathroom before being tased and held down.
Mm.
Owens then describes the killing. As Vidal's father tried to step in and grab the screwdriver, the Southport police officer had instructed the other officers to use their tasers, move between the father and the pile of people on the floor, and says, "We don't have time for this," and shot Vidal once in the chest as the other two officers held him on the floor.
Mm.
Vidal's father then grabbed the officer as he was lining himself up for another shot. He doesn't want a witness on this one, I guess.
Horrific.
Owens insists that Vidal did not threaten anyone and has no history of violence. The officer could have just as easily killed one of his own. If it weren't for Keith's father grabbing the officer, he would have shot again. Keith was about... Yeah, and this isn't a home, by the way. If anybody's ever shot off a gun in a home, I mean, everybody's deaf.
Yeah.
It's nuts. This is why I am a gun grabber at this point. We need to disarm these police officers. I'm not kidding. They give them rubber bullets.
Mm.
If they want to use, go ahead. A rubber bullet's going to take a perp out.
You should propose that for legislation here in New Hampshire to see how that flies.
I'm sick and tired
of this
stuff.
People love the police, Mark. They're not going to take away their guns.
Police shoot a heck of a lot more Americans than licensed gun owners do.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-453, 855-450-3733. What should the parents have done rather than call the police in on their disturbed son? More on the way here. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want here at 855-453. Right now, the story is a young man, 18 years old, shot to death by a police officer. Why? Well, because the police officer apparently was in a hurry. He had better things to be doing and just wanted to go ahead and end that scene. The parents had called. He had a screwdriver. The young man had a screwdriver and was, I guess, having a schizophrenic episode wherein the parents decided for whatever reason they wanted to bring the police in to assist them, and the police assisted them in taking their son's life, which, of course, wasn't the parents' intention when calling the police. So what would you have done as a parent? And you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by ProXPN. Your online privacy matters. You've got to take a little bit of effort, though, to secure it. And you can do that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. You can't just expect your internet service provider to keep you private. In fact, they're probably logging all of the websites that you visit for up to as long as 5 years in some cases. As little as 6 months, but as long as 5 years. I mean, these people are logging probably what you're doing, what you're searching for, what websites you're visiting. And then they can have easily turn that over to any government agency with a warrant. Or some of them will just turn it over on request. They don't even ask for a warrant. So protect yourself by going to proxpn.com/FTL. ProXPN does not log your internet habits, and they also keep you safe in a variety of other ways. So, for instance, as a virtual private network, a global virtual private network, they encrypt all of your internet traffic, meaning your ISP will no longer know what you're doing. Plus, you'll be protected. Your location will be protected. The various websites you visit will think you're at the location of the ProXPN servers instead of where your house or business or laptop might be. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there, grab their app. It's Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. They've got all that. And then there's also a way to get it working for Linux, which is not very difficult. It's actually pretty darn simple, but it's not an app with Linux. It's a little different. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use our discount code and get 20% off the price of their premium account. When you buy the annual plan, that breaks the price down to about $5 a month. ProXPN.com/FTL. And again, use discount code FTL20. If you want to save a little more, you can use Bitcoin to pay for an annual plan, and you'll save 33% off. If you do that, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL20.
Mark, earlier you said you were in favor of de-arming the police, and it reminds me something the Marines on Okinawa used to say was that there were two kinds of police officers in Okinawa.
Okay.
Ryukyuan police officers. There were officers who were armed with firearms, and then there were officers who were not armed with firearms.
Really?
And the ones that you absolutely did not want to get fresh with were the guys who were unarmed.
Why?
Because they were the skilled veterans who didn't need a firearm to control a situation.
So you're saying they would just F you up, basically?
Exactly. Like okay. MMA style.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it would
karate.
Require...
Okinawa is the home of karate, so okay. I assume that's what they would use.
Yeah. You know, when somebody's put into a situation where they don't have a firearm and they need to control the situation or whatever, they're going to come up with some means to do that. I think in this day and age, when technology's gotten the way it has, you know, pepper spray, tasers, rubber bullets, these things weren't heard of when... police, the job of police officer was created. Now, are there situations where a police officer would need a firearm? Absolutely. Hmm. But I'm beginning to think, when I see the patterns here, that we need some other solution. I really think the solution is cameras. That's what I think the solution is.
To arm the police with cameras, or meaning like outfit them with cameras?
Outfit them with cameras. I really think that's a solution.
Like a head cam, a helmet cam, or something like that?
You know, badge cam, something like that.
Okay.
You know, frankly, I think that it's interesting symbolism to have the to put the camera in the badge. So you don't find police officers running around without badges too often.
Frankly,
I don't think you should obey anybody who doesn't have a badge on. If you're going to just obey people, the badge is supposed to be this talisman of the power of the people placed on this officer, and it needs to be displayed so the people can understand that.
Yeah,
so
anybody can get a fake badge anyway, right? I mean, it's not hard.
Look, I don't care about badges, just a piece of pot metal as far as I'm concerned, Ian.
Yeah.
And I obviously don't think it makes an individual less likely to lie or cheat or steal or do all a variety of things. As a matter of fact, I think that power corrupts. So I think that the badge is sadly a badge of corruption, because I think that science has shown that the power, in fact, does corrupt. You know, some people, some of the time. But what difference does it make if police officers are going to defend the actions of other police officers? Then you're just going to have corruption breeding corruption. So that's what I think the best solution: cameras. Cameras, audio, because we, the people, supposedly, gave our power to these people, supposedly, and we should be able to see what our employees are doing.
Well, it's definitely whether or not the government police end up getting cameras, because that's a political battle, you know, just going in, proposing
that's
that.
That's the problem, though.
Yeah.
I mean, when Rialto Police Department sees a 60% reduction in the use of force and an 88% reduction in complaints, and it's a political battle to get police officers to wear cameras. Why do you think it's a political battle? Do you think that
they got something to hide? That's why.
Right, because the police don't want to wear them. Why don't they want to wear them?
So right now there's a video up, Damo posted over at freekeen.com, of police brutality at the Seabrook Police Station. I don't know if you've seen this, but officers slam a man.
This was on this morning on Facebook, our Facebook page, facebook.freetalk.com.
Oh, was it? Okay, great. There's a lot of stuff on our Facebook page, so if you want to get quick access to it, I would go to freekeen.com. It's the top story there right now. Anyway, they slam this guy up against this, you know, concrete wall for no reason whatsoever. Maybe he wasn't being as cooperative as they wanted him to be, but
he might have been talking some smack, maybe. Yeah,
had no reason to do what they did. And it's a video camera that
the dude, was so... It looked like they might have knocked him unconscious.
Yeah. If they didn't have this video camera in that hallway, then it would have been his word versus the police. And
this should have been nothing.
Thank goodness they had this camera. And the same thing with these folks, where their 18-year-old son is now dead. You know, they're telling their story. I wonder what the police's side of the story is going to be. What will the officer in question claim as far as why he decided he needed to blow away an 18-year-old, what was he, 90 pounds or something like that?
90 to 100, so probably 98-pound weakling.
100-pound young man who...
With a electronic screwdriver.
...was already being held down by two officers...
Right.
So I would love to hear his side of the story. You know, what is this cop going to say to be able to persuade the investigations crew that is supposedly investigating him from the very same department to be able to come back with a report of, well, looks like he was following things by the book. That young man made a quick move, and that officer was scared for his life.
Well, they're gonna make a statement, but the police will before they're gonna have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days alone
story straight
with the evidence to put their story together, and then they'll release that statement.
Well, I'm sorry, but this family's screwed. This kid had a screwdriver in his hand, and that's all it's gonna take. All the officer has to say is, "Well, I felt like an officer
threatened.
An officer's safety was threatened, and I used deadly force."
So we'll come back with more here.
In a home full of people and right at some officers.
855-450-3733. Coming up as well, an update on the Satanic Temple. You may recall there was a proposal by the Satanic Temple to put up a very large monument out in front of the Oklahoma State House because Christians had done the same thing with the Ten Commandments. And we'll give you an update on that story here in moments. And your calls are welcome. 855-453. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockitPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockitPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockitPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen and interact because the chat room is built into the same page, meaning you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners all night if you want. They're usually in there after the show's over. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. We talk a lot about it here on the show, and we've been talking about Free State Project since before they were a sponsor of Free Talk Live. The three of us on the show here tonight are participants in said Free State Project. We uprooted our lives and moved to New Hampshire, where everybody, you know, well, not everybody, but a lot of people object to moving because it's so cold. Well, I heard it was 7 degrees in so-called Hotlanta today.
7 degrees?
7 degrees. Now, it might have been last night, but either way, it was damn cold in the South. Apparently, they were. I called one radio station in Alabama, and they were preparing for freezing cold temperatures there. I guess it was snowing there already when I was on the phone with them. So, you know, maybe New Hampshire isn't so bad after all.
I think it's great. I love the way the people are up here because they're so rugged.
They are hardy.
From being here for so long, and they've developed all these great ways to keep yourself warm while you live here.
And I'll tell you, brother, when it gets to like -2, -3, -4 and you go out, and I don't know how much of that we got last year, but it's come this year. When you go out and your nostrils freeze, I love it.
Is it invigorating?
Yeah, it is.
You know, there's nothing quite like walking down the street and having your eyelashes freeze because of whatever, you know, the tears that are naturally in your eyes just kind of coming out onto your eyelashes and then freezing up. Yeah. It's interesting.
Right, because the cold weather would make your eyes water a little bit, and then that'll freeze.
Yeah. So, anyway, it is an interesting time up here, but the most exciting part is to be around other people who love freedom. I don't like being cold. I'm the first person to say I don't much care for it. But I do love being around people who care about freedom, and to me, that makes it all worthwhile, because freedom makes freedom means something to me, and I'm willing to sacrifice a little bit of comfort in order to have a chance at more freedom in my life. And keep in mind that also people who believe in the state and who want to impose their will upon you are also made uncomfortable by cold, which is one of the reasons why a lot of them aren't here, and many of them end up leaving New Hampshire to go somewhere else.
If warm weather bought freedom, Florida would be free.
Yeah.
Texas would be free. California, Arizona, these places would be free, and they're not.
So go to freestateproject.org, learn more, and then go get signed up for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You want to know what it's like up here? You're sick and tired of listening to us just talk about how great it is? Come and see for yourself at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, where hundreds of people will be gathering at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, February 20th through the 23rd. There'll be dozens of great speakers there, but most importantly, hundreds of people who care about freedom, and many of them have already made the move, as we have done. We will be broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and others who are considering making a move. So go and learn more at nhlibertyforum.com. That's nhlibertyforum.com. They just recently announced that Cody Wilson will be speaking there, and of course Cody Wilson made headlines, international headlines last year with the release of the world's first working 3D printable gun. So they managed to wrangle him into being a speaker at this year's New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
That's excellent. I still have never been to a Liberty Forum.
Oh my gosh, I hope you can make it, Johnny Ray.
Me too. I remember last year, 2 years ago, Peter Schiff was there, and I was like, I gotta go.
Ron Paul's been there.
Yep, Ron Paul.
I mean, Glenn Jacobs. All kinds of wonderful liberty-minded folks have been there. NHLibertyForum.com, again, is happening February 20th through the 23rd, and we will see you there. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Dave, listening in Vegas, online. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
I heard you talking about the camera, so I had to call in. Out here in Las Vegas, we've been trying to get the cops to, you know, wear body cameras for a while. They finally approved it, but it's not mandatory because the Police Protection Association.
Dave,
hello? Oh, sorry. Yeah. The Police Protection Association said that they would file suit because they said it violates their collective bargaining agreement or something like that. So they said they're going to implement them, I guess, in 2014, but it's not mandatory, and it's only for new officers. And basically what we have going on now is they want to hire more officers and hire the sales tax, so there probably aren't going to be a lot of new officers. So basically no one's probably going to wear it. And we've had a lot of trouble out here with, you know, a lot of things. I actually called in yesterday and kind of talked about an incident, but also with, you know, police shootings. In 2011, I think there were 12 of them, which is like a record for, you know, our amount of police shootings out here. So, yeah. And if you look at how many cops are actually killed in the line of duty, if you don't count, you know, cops that were speeding and got in a car accident, I think it's been one in 30 years.
That sounds about right. So there's always a big kind of misconception out there about how dangerous the police's job is. Now, there's no doubt there's risk involved, but I think garbage collectors are more dangerous than police, if I'm not mistaken.
I know roofers and fishermen certainly are, and drivers, basically, you know, truck drivers, taxi cabs, yep, those kind of folks. So another thing that if you eliminate the accidents that basically car accidents, it really pushes it down. And I think that that's worth mentioning here.
Right. How many of those car accidents were they like chasing somebody too, like going unnecessarily fast?
Well, I want to talk about tickets for a second because people kind of believe you need police officers for tickets, and I'm not saying you don't need police officers for tickets. Maybe you do, but I think that they give them out far too often. And here's the thing that doesn't get weighed: lots of police officers get killed walking along the side of the road, going to somebody's car or back or that kind of thing.
That's true.
And those flashing lights on the road, they create a hazard. People are trying to get around them, so there's accidents that happen. I was just, within the last month, out at a fire department situation. We had a car pulled over to the side of the road, and we had to stop some traffic. And, you know, of course, rubberneckers are busy looking at what went on in the accident. They're not mm-hmm. looking along, went along ahead of them, and one car hit another car. Geez. And this is just a small, small part of what happens. It's these flashing lights. People are like, oh, I wonder who's getting in trouble. Let's see who's getting in trouble. And they go and they look, and then they create these people. The police officers are a hazard on the road. So if you're being pulled over, you should be a greater hazard than the hazard they're going to create pulling you over.
Yeah, but that doesn't factor in. What factors in for them is revenue.
That's exactly what it is. You can see it in many of these small towns. Revenue from tickets is a huge part of their budget.
One of the officers that was actually killed in the line of duty, that's exactly what happened. Was there was something where he didn't have his lights on, and you know, was speeding somewhere and ended up dying, you know, in a car accident. So, I mean, it obviously, you know, there's some danger there, but when you become a police officer, that's a risk you take. If you can't, you know, accept that risk, it's like here, you know, if somebody, there was a guy shot at a gas station that he was mistaken for someone who was a suspect in a murder, and I saw the video. I mean, they said the guy, one of his arms was behind him when a cop pulled out the gun. You know, he couldn't see his other arm, so he shot him. And it's like, if you're a cop, you're trained to deal with those situations where if you can't deal with them, then you shouldn't be a police officer. You know, you shouldn't just be shooting people because you can't see their arm or something.
But that's what they're taught. They're taught officer safety is the most important thing. And they're taught
exactly
this because they can get away. They did shoot this innocent man. It was an innocent man, you said? Mistaken identity?
Yeah. He was mistaken because there was a guy who had the same description, and I think this was in October, who had the same description, and they mistook him for that person. So it was on video because it was at like a 7-Eleven. And they released the video. And I mean, to them, it's now the most important thing is them going home, you know, as opposed to, you know, protecting other people's lives. And I think it was a good quote that I'm sure you guys read the Radley Falco book on militarization of police.
I haven't read his book, but I imagine it's very similar to his articles, and we've certainly read plenty of those on the air. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All kinds of other stuff to talk about here tonight, including some other police-related news, where a man who was passing out some information in Connecticut, he's in trouble. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. We're doing matching contributions up to $950 per month, and we've raised about $900 of that $950 per month. So thank you to everybody that has stepped up to help amp Free Talk Live. You can still take advantage of this matching offer by going and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 a month. It's money that we invest into the show and we use to get on more radio stations. Actually, Daryl just talked to somebody today. He's our Monday night co-host. He's the guy we brought on board to do affiliate relations work with us. He got a verbal agreement from a new station today.
Awesome.
As a matter of fact. Actually, the program director he talked to controls two radio stations, so he may end up getting two stations. California. Yep, so that's pretty cool.
That's the best state, as I gotta say.
What is that supposed to mean?
Because for getting Free Talk Live in, because it's the most populous state, and it's earlier in the day.
Okay, well, you're presuming it'll be live, and I don't know all those details, Mark, but either way, Daryl's bringing stations on, and he's doing his job, and he's doing a good job at it. I've also brought some stations on, just had a new agreement signed from an FM talk station in Florida today, as a matter of fact.
You don't need to explain yourself, Ian. We still love you. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, I was just kind of informing people of what we're doing with some of this AMP money, is literally using the money to market the show to more radio stations. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there again for as little as $5 a month, and that money will be doubled thanks to our generous contributors who are offering those matching contributions. So please help us push past that $950 per month goal that we're trying to reach, and please go to amp.freetalklive.com to accomplish that, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go, because they've got the name brand that you want at the best prices you're likely to be able to find. Every time I've gone over there, I've done a little comparison shopping. Not every time I've gone there, every time I purchased from there, I've done a little comparison shopping, and they always come out to be the lowest. ManVentureOutpost.com, whether you need a handguns, long guns, firearm accessories, ammunition, or water purifications, or tents, or apparel, boating kind of stuff, that kind of thing, fish finders, flashlights, knives. They've got all that stuff at ManVentureOutpost.com, and they've got it at the best prices. Go check for yourself, ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so we started the show out tonight, Mark. You had a story about an 18-year-old young man who was shot to death by a police officer after already being restrained by two other officers. Now, we're not sure what the content or the configuration of that restraining was, but he had two officers. He himself was only about 100 pounds, so I don't know about you, but it doesn't seem like it'd be that hard to restrain a 100-pound young man. That just doesn't seem like it'd be that hard if you're two full-size, full-grown police officers. So for some reason, this other cop who came on the scene decided he was going to shoot this young man, ended up taking his life.
He said, we don't have time for this.
Right. Allegedly, he said that. There's no video of the incident, right?
Not that I know of, but I mean, every story is reporting that.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly what the people who are in the house are saying. We don't know what the police's official side of the story is at this point yet. We know there's a supposed investigation going on, and that's about all that we've been told. So my question was, what do you do in this circumstance? I mean, the young man was armed with a screwdriver, apparently, and it was like an electronics screwdriver, which means a relatively small screwdriver. Had he punctured someone with it, it could have done some damage. There could have been some sort of organ damage, I guess, from it if he'd catch in the right place, but it wouldn't be a huge amount of damage. It's just a little screwdriver. So
likely it'll be a scratch.
What's the best way to deal with this situation? I mean, as a parent, his parents, obviously, they love their son. They thought they were doing the right thing by calling in the police in this situation. But as so many parents have found out the hard way, calling in the police sometimes results in you having your children taken from you by the police, like their lives taken from you.
I guess if you make the decision that the child needs to be strong-armed, needs to be restrained, then you think, okay, who's the best person to do that? His father or a police officer that he's never seen before?
And those are the questions you have to answer for yourself and the families.
And I think the answer is always the father. It's never the stranger.
Sometimes dad's not there. And that's the difficulty. I think that what the answer is that if somebody's having an episode, you know your family member the best,
mm-hmm.
better than anybody. And you've got to figure it out for yourself. But usually if you could err on the side of, I'm just thinking of my 5-year-old, which is the closest thing I have to deal with on a regular basis to the mentally ill, he's just 5 and he wants to do what he wants to do. And sometimes I really feel like we've got to get to an appointment. In this case, apparently the appointment was to take him for some kind of counseling. And that's really, it's really frustrating, like dealing with somebody.
So he didn't want to go to the counseling session, so he pulled a screwdriver? What happened?
I that is the impression I got from the article.
All right.
Yep. And so what do you do in those circumstances?
I can't blame him. I probably wouldn't want to go to the counseling session either.
I know you wouldn't.
That's all.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go at all. So waiting them out is probably the best bet, is what I would guess.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was wondering. You know, obviously we don't know what the circumstance exactly was. Was he threatening to hurt his parents with the screwdriver? Was he threatening to hurt himself with the screwdriver? What was the exact, detail that led up to them deciding, okay, we can't handle this, we need to call the police? You're saying, just kind of ignore it or try to not let him leave the house or whatever, because what if he, threatens to go and stab somebody?
He can do all kinds of stuff. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What do you do? I mean, that's one of the questions I'd like to throw out there here tonight. What can you do besides call the police? I mean, if you have your own taser, then, you know, he could bring charges against you, right? Because then he's an adult at this point. He's 18 years old and presumably still living at home with his parents. But, I mean, if you feel like he is such a danger to himself and you decide that tasering him, because that's what the police did. They tasered him and then shot him to death. If you could just taser him and not shoot him to death, that would be a preferable situation, right? But then you're guilty at that point of some kind of an assault charge. So what do you really do in that circumstance?
Shock collar.
Well, if he were to consent to wearing a shock collar, then I guess that would be an interesting circumstance. That seems pretty unlikely that that's going to happen. So, your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, the Satanic Temple is unveiling their statue that they have planned for the Oklahoma Capitol in order to counteract the Christians that have placed a statue of the Ten Commandments at the very same Capitol. We'll give you the details on that. And then last night, we talked in great detail about what happened with Daryl and I at the courthouse, where we were threatened for engaging in free speech and being the free press. And one of the things that I was threatened with yesterday was so-called solicitation. Well, it turns out I'm not the only one. According to a story at examiner.com, an officer of a Constitution State gun rights group, this is Connecticut, says he was ordered Tuesday morning to stop passing out business cards to gun owners waiting in line to register guns and magazines in compliance with the new state law. This was last Tuesday. Larry Benedetto, a founding member and vice president of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, the CCDL, says he was threatened with arrest outside the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection in Middletown if he continued inviting those in the queue to learn more about his organization and how they could join and support the group's lawsuit against the new law. So this is the premier organization, apparently, that is opposing the various new gun restrictions that have gone into effect just within the last week in Connecticut.
Now, where was he geographically?
He was in Connecticut. Yes. And he was...
Narrow it down for me.
He was at the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection in Middletown.
Now, I saw this giant line of people waiting to register their weapons. Was he indoors or outdoors?
He was... I believe he was outdoors, but I'm not real clear on that. Let's see. He did want to enter the building.
He wanted to?
He did want to enter the building. Yeah.
Probably warmer in there.
Yeah, but this, he took a picture, actually, and there it's one of those places with a humongous line of people. So where people are is where you want to be if you want to be effective at doing outreach, right? If it's your goal to get a message out to people, in this case, presumably this guy supports gun rights and gun freedoms and self-defense. So he wants to get his message out to this really ripe audience in this case. These are people who are upset. They're standing in line. They're being forced, the threat of violence, to jump through these bureaucratic hoops. Perfect opportunity to reach out and get a message to these people and encourage them, hey, look, we're doing something about this. We're suing the state. Here's how you can help. So is that solicitation? Is handing out a business card for this organization, the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, which certainly doesn't sound like a business as much as it does just, you know, an interest group, an activist group. We'll give you more information about what happened. What did the police say to him when they approached him? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can share your thoughts. Coming up here in hour number two, which is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.